Brothers, the Lord be with you. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of all truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We may not really like this, but it's probably wonderful that it's raining on Trinity Sunday. Now, I don't know about you, but wasn't it easy finding a parking spot today? But the rain, obviously, is replete in our scriptures. Notice in the Book of Wisdom we heard that from before the beginning of the world, wisdom was poured into every fiber of our cosmos. Paul tells us to the women and men of Rome, he says that hope never disappoints because God's love has been poured into our hearts. So imagine that as this rain comes down, as this ubiquitous rain comes down, let's feel that coming into us as God's Spirit. And most importantly, and so appropriately here at Holy Trinity on this feast day of the parish, to imagine God's love poured into all of our hearts and seeped into everywhere we travel. The early stories of creation, especially as we heard from this Book of Wisdom, remind us that we're created in the image of the God who is Trinitarian. And that at baptism, you and I, when that water was poured over our heads, we have this Trinitarian stamp right on us. And it would be wonderful when we looked at one another and greeted one another. We look at the Trinity, if we would remember that. Notice also in this book from Wisdom, God's presented to us as both Mother and Father, the origin and the creator of all life and what we depend on for existence. This God is both the origin and the source of everything, the Alpha and the Omega. God, we know this year is a God of mercy, as Pope Francis has been riveting us to. And that first gift of mercy is always compassion. This is truly what wisdom is. In the Hebrew scriptures, wisdom is not merely theory, but it's practice. It's also practical knowledge. Its concerns are about our daily lives, about our life issues. It's about doing good and avoiding evil. And most striking in those first two chapters of the Book of Wisdom is the personification of wisdom as Lady Wisdom. In the beginning of chapter 8, Lady Wisdom uses familiar prophetic language, speaking to the human family, telling us to tend to her teachings. "Mine are counsel and advice. Mine is strength. I am understanding. My fruit is better than gold." And so Lady Wisdom, in the most famous of all of her proverbs, says that she was there at creation before the world began as God's artisan. And wonderful that we have our women's choir today to sing with us. God takes delight in all of us in his creation. He builds this temple we call the earth. Gorgeous light by day, cedar walls, carpets of grass, ceilings of stars. God decorates it with bunny rabbits, chipmunks, and places the human family as the sacred icon. And then what does God do? God kisses Adam into life. And this is a deep, breathy, passionate kiss, not a peck on the cheek. He wants all of us to be reminded that we indeed are his image and that we're very good. And so since we're God's sacred icon living in God's temple, We need to see some deep connections between social injustice and ecological devastation. For us on this parish feast day, the vision we have should be one of a flourishing humanity on a thriving earth in an evolving universe, altogether filled with the glory of God. Pope Francis reminds us in his encyclical Laudato Si that this temple of God is being wrecked. He shares with us in this encyclical images of billowing smoke from burning rainforests, brown sludge fanning out into the seas from the mouths of many rivers, a thick cap of gray polluted air over many cities, the fuzz of dust storms blowing away topsoil on many continents, fish in large numbers washed up on dead beaches, straggling vegetation on a parched earth, people jammed into slums and shanty towns, children haggard with hunger. Is this the image that our God had at the dawn of creation? Pope Francis gives us a resounding no. I quote him from that encyclical. He says, "The ecological crisis is also a summons to profound interior conversion. It must be said that some committed and prayerful Christians, with the excuse of realism and pragmatism, tend to ridicule expressions of concern for the environment. Others are passive. They choose not to change their habits, and they become inconsistent. So what they need is an ecological conversion, whereby the effects of their encounter with Jesus Christ become evident in their relationship with the world around them. Living our vocation to be protectors of God's handiwork is essential to a life of virtue. It is not an optional or a secondary aspect of being a Christian." I don't know about you, but I find those words incredibly challenging. But I think we need to hear them afresh today on this Feast of Trinity Sunday, where God's wisdom not only is poured into this earth, but God is poured into our hearts as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So instead of living as thoughtless or even greedy exploiters of God's earth as God's sacred icon, let's remember that we're sister and brother, that we're friends, we're mothers and fathers, we're priests, we're prophets, we're co-creators and children of the earth. And I quote Sister Elizabeth Johnson in a little essay she calls God's Beloved Creation. "If we don't see one another as sister and brother, tethered to this earth, then we'll never be able to join in the Sanctus, the Holy, Holy we pray at every Mass. When we say, Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Our response is Hosanna. We're to be delighted by that. We call heaven down to earth. We call our sacred God to be with us here in this meal. Are we prepared to be challenged by what it means to live in this sacred dwelling that the Lord gives us called earth? May God be praised." I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand.